Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy this one because I bring you sad news. Yes, COVID is back. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, COVID's back with a vengeance. Apparently, we're going to hit record heights. So stay tuned as we go through this latest information from the scaremongering fake stream media. And if you enjoy it, please let me know at the end by hitting the heart button. Don't forget, you can support the platform. If you want to buy me a coffee, there's a link below enabling you to do that. And if you want to drop something into the donor box, you can do that as well. Don't forget, we have our new fan club, which you can become a member of, and that gives you certain bonuses and pluses. And there's also a new premium podcast channel, which you can sign up to as well. So as you can tell, we're doing lots of stuff here, but it won't matter because the apocalypse may soon be upon us. Yep. COVID cases are close to a third of a million a year, a day. I don't even believe 300,000 a year. COVID cases are close to 300,000 a day and heading for the highest ever levels, an expert warns. Okay, right. That makes sense, doesn't it? Because the population's been more jabbed than ever. Yeah. And cases are at a high. Yeah. The new the Zoe COVID app, which to my mind is a complete scam anyway, estimates that there are now 285,507 new cases per day, which is up 27% in a week, and it's approaching April's peak of 350,000. And Professor Tim Spector, who's a guy we definitely shouldn't be asking questions of for super duper sure, said that summer festivals will drive infection rates higher. Well, you gotta love it. He said the UK is in a new COVID wave that could soon exceed 300,000 daily cases, bringing us to levels seen during the height of the pandemic for the UK. Oh no, yeah. It's already overtaken previous records in Scotland. They're dying in the streets in Edinburgh and Glasgow. People are just toppling over, Tim, right? The good news is, oh, here's a bit maybe that we want to think about. The good news is that the symptoms are still mild with fewer deaths than in other earlier waves. Well, hang on a second, Tim. I think we need to just zoom in on that a wee bit. When you say the symptoms are still mild, the symptoms are mild, not requiring hospitalizations. This is what we discovered in South Africa back in November of 2021. We know that Omicron, and this is the alleged Omicron variant, is very, very mild. Essentially, one could say a summer cold. Now, let's think about this for a second. A summer cold, David, you say. When would people be most likely to get summer colds? Yeah, 1st of July today, isn't it? Yeah, okay. He says, he goes on then to produce silly charts which tally with the Office for National Statistics, which say infections have been rising for a month. Would these be the people testing themselves before they go off on their summer holidays and then getting their positive PCR tests or positive Laddie flows? Would that be that? Anything to do with that? No? Okay, let's move on. Scientists have also been alarmed by a sharp rise in the number of hospital patients with the virus. The number of COVID positive patients on wards in England hit 8,000, just over 8,000 on Tuesday the other day, after being only 6,500 the previous Friday. Average new admissions have risen to 1,185 per day. So, well, let's think about this. So these COVID positive patients, fundamental question of this, these 8,000 that we've got, how many of these were admitted for COVID symptoms, you know, as opposed to people going into hospital for whatever, and then because the hospitals insist on testing people getting their COVID tests. Well, have we got a breakdown in that we could share with the listeners? Office of National Statistics? No, no breakdown in that. No. Okay, I see. we have a little bit of information. Only 4 in 10 are admitted specifically for COVID, but everyone who tests positive must be put in a special ward, adding to pressure in hospitals. But why would you do that? So what you're saying is 60% then. So 60%, let's get the numbers right. 60% of the 8,000, which is over well over 4,000, closer to 5,000 of the people in hospital with COVID didn't go in with COVID. They simply had a positive PCR test. Now, the other 40% I'm interested in, because again, I'm asking the questions. Well, the symptoms are so mild. So what? Someone's being admitted to hospital because I've got a sore head and a bit of a cough. Is that what you get in? You go to hospital now for that, do you? Is that the sort of dystopian country we've become? I mean, in previous years, before all of this scamdemic, you got a summer cold, you got a summer cold. That was it. You got a winter cold, you got the flu. That was it. You didn't go to hospital, except in the most exceptional circumstances. The truth of the matter is that, and this is really the punchline, that they're trying to sustain the fear. That's what this is all about. They're trying to pretend that something which they claim is a respiratory disease. Now, remember, I've got big, big doubts about the existence of COVID now. I don't necessarily believe that there is such a thing as COVID, right? I don't believe necessarily there is a COVID SARS-CoV-2 virus, for example, right? But if you dismiss that and say, well, you know, David, sorry, that's a conspiracy theory, and we know the conspiracy theories are always wrong. Let's look at then the observable fact that in the Northern Hemisphere in the summer, respiratory illnesses, respiratory viruses are at the lowest level of circulation. So how can we have a COVID-19 being a respiratory virus be at a peak, according to the media, in the summer, when we know that respiratory viruses are at a minimal level during the summer? Can you see what I'm saying? It doesn't add up. And it's a simple reason it doesn't add up. And that is because the whole thing is a fake. It's a scam. You know, they are admitting, and they're not in their top line figure, but in their bottom line figure, that, oh yeah, well, 60% of people in hospital with COVID actually didn't come in with COVID. And if the other 40% will live at a positive test, therefore we have to put them in a special ward, even though there may be nothing wrong with them. You know, the famous asymptomatic COVID, where you've got it, but you just don't know that you've got it, and you've got no symptoms, you know, that kind of COVID. But look, I tested positive in my PCR on my lateral flow. That means I'm deadly, deadly infected. So there you have it, friends. As predicted, the first day of July, and these monsters who are driving all this fear are continuing to push the narrative that the we're about to be engulfed by a massive wave, which is going to overwhelm the NHS. And all they're really doing is they're trying to sustain fear. Shame on all of them.